Welcome to the Fairy Tales of India, where we bring to you stories of kings and queens, of princes and fairies, and of crafty wizards and magical beasts. These are classic tales of adventure, magic, and drama from India, brought to you in a new avatar by Gatha Story. To learn more, visit MythsAndLegendsIndia.com.
The Quoquincho and the Fox. Once upon a time, a fox and a quoquincho, an armadillo in Quechua, were very good friends. They spent a great deal of time together and had lots of fun. One day, the quoquincho decided that he was not going to waste his time doing nothing and instead decided to do a spot of farming. He immediately set out to work and started to build a fence around a plot of land. His friend, the fox, was quite perplexed by the quoquincho's behavior. He wondered why his best friend was working so hard instead of having some fun in the sun. Seeing the quoquincho toiling away at the fence, the fox asked,
"Why are you making the fence, best friend?"
"To sow some crops and earn some money, fox,"
replied the quoquincho. The fox was surprised by the answer. He started to suspect his best friend. Why did the quoquincho want to make money? Was he trying to become richer and more famous than him? Did he want to earn a good name from the other animals and get all the attention? Soon, suspicions such as these got the better of the fox, and he quickly made a cunning plan. Since he had more money than the quoquincho, he decided the best thing to do would be to join up with his friend, invest in the crops, make him toil, and reap the benefits himself. This way, he wouldn't have to work too hard, but would still end up making more money than the quoquincho. So off he went to his sweating friend and said,
"You must have used up all your money buying the land and putting up the fence. Why don't I give you the money to buy the seeds to sow, dear friend? Of course, if I'm paying for the seeds, then I get to decide what part of the crop belongs to me. Fair is fair after all, isn't it?"
The quoquincho was a smart cookie too. He immediately saw through the fox's cunning plans. But he also knew that without the fox's money, there was no way he would be able to grow any crops. So he decided to agree for the moment.
"Thank you, dear friend. What would I have done without you? All my efforts would have come to nothing if not for a friend like you."
"Aha! The silly fool's falling for my plan!"
thought the fox gleefully.
"Okay, friend. So, you'll do as I tell you to, right? Then, this first time, whatever grows beneath the land will belong to you. and everything that grows above it will belong to me,"
he said greedily. For a moment, the Quokwinchu was alarmed. But then he said to himself,
"I'm not going to let him get away with this. I'll teach that greedy pig a lesson."
Bright and early the next morning, the Quokwinchu started to prepare the field for sowing. And guess what he decided to sow?
Potatoes! The fox was furious!
When the crop was harvested, all the potatoes went to the Quokwinchu, while all he got were the leaves. Not to be outdone easily, the fox said,
"This crop has been very bad for me. The next time, you take what grows above, and I'll take everything that grows below."
Again, he felt gleeful for having outwitted his friend. The clever Quokwinchu set out to work again. This time round, he tilled the land, watered it, and planted. Do you know what he planted? Wheat! Yet again, when the crop was reaped, all the wheat came to the Quokwinchu, and the fox got only the roots and the leaves. Now the fox was really angry. Each one of his attempts to get the better of the Quokwinchu was proving to be disastrous.
"That scoundrel's really having his cake and eating it too. Does he think I'm going to let him get away this easily? My money's being spent, and he's the one getting richer. I must teach him a lesson."
So he thought hard and long for a few days. When he hit upon what he thought was a brilliant plan, he called the Quokwinchu.
"A friend! The last two crops have been no good for me. I've spent all my money, but ended up with just leaves and roots which have no value. So, it's only fair that when you sow the next crop, I get both, what grows above and below the ground. You can have everything that lies in between."
Accordingly, the Quokwinchu got the field ready for sowing. And what do you think he planted this time? Corn! The crafty fox had been outwitted again! When the crop was harvested, the Quokwinchu took all the corn that lay in between, while the greedy fox was left with mere roots and stalks. He got so angry with the Quokwinchu that he spat and fumed and swore never to work with him again. As for the intelligent Quokwinchu, he now had enough money to buy his own seeds and didn't need the fox's help ever again.
Thank you for listening to this awesome story from Fairy Tales of India. You can listen to many such stories in English, Hindi, and soon in many other languages. To learn more, visit mlftpodcast.in.
The story was narrated by Shirali Biju for Fairy Tales of India.
and has been produced by Gatha Story.